Now, to help me this morning, I have brought a little friend with me to help me with the children's talk. Now, he's quite a shy character. This little chap and I have known each other for a number of years. We're very close. So much so that we don't actually have any lamb. We don't eat lamb in our house because it would only offend my wee friend Sammy. I have brought with me this morning my wee friend Sammy the sheep. And this is my wee friend Sammy. And Sammy's going to help me with the story this morning, just for a few moments. I'm not a ventriloquist, so I'll not be talking through him. He might say some things to me, but you'll not be able to hear him, because that's just the way it is. But we're going to talk this morning about one of Sammy's friends and relatives that there's a story in the Bible about. And the story in the Bible that we're going to tell with Sammy this morning is very simply, it's the story of the lost sheep. Now, boys and girls, and we're really talking to the boys and girls, but if you're a mum and dad or a granny and granda or an aunt and uncle or a second cousin twice removed or whatever you are, you listen too, because you might learn something as well. We're going to talk about the lost sheep. And we're going to tell this story from the perspective, first of all, of the sheep itself. Sheep were a very important commodity in Bible times. They were very expensive to buy and to keep and to raise and to care for. And we're going to tell you a story about one wee sheep who got lost and what happened to him. It was a lovely day, just like any other day. And the shepherd led the flock out, and he had 100 sheep. And he led them out and he brought them to a place to graze. And the sheep just put their head down and started eating, as sheep do. Sheep are only concerned with one thing, keeping the head down and eating the green grass. And when they get this wee clutch done, and they see another wee clutch or bunch, they go there. And when they get that done, and they see another wee clutch or bunch over there, they go over there. And they're always meandering about, and moving about, and wandering about. Well, the day went on and on and on. And it came near night time. And the shepherd went in front of the sheep, and the sheep followed him, because that's what sheep do, they follow their shepherd. And the shepherd got back to the fold where the sheep lived, and began to count them through 90, 91, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99. Oh, there's one missing. He had started the day with 100 sheep, and now he only had 99. One of his sheep was lost. It wasn't there. It wasn't in the fold. It had wandered away. Poor wee Sammy's friend. He had just moved from bunch of grass to another bunch of grass to another bunch of grass, and he had just got himself so far away from the shepherd that when he did turn round, there was no shepherd or flock there. They were all away. He was all on his own. He was lonely. He was all by himself. It was getting dark. He could hear the wolves crying in the background. All the sounds of the night were coming in. And he was getting scared. Back at the fold, the shepherd decided that he wasn't going to leave this little sheep alone. This sheep was too valuable to him. This sheep was too precious to him. Some of his friends said, sure, don't worry about that sheep. You've got 99. What do you need 100 for? Oh, but I love that sheep. I know the name of that sheep. I call that sheep by its name and it comes running to me. That sheep's precious to me and loved by me. And the shepherd put on his coat and took his staff, and he went out into the night because the little sheep was loved by the shepherd. Now, the Bible story doesn't tell us how long the shepherd had to seek for the sheep. It doesn't tell us whether he climbed up high mountains or whether he went down into deep ravines, whether he crossed raging torrents of rivers, whether he went through brambles or briars. It doesn't tell us that. But what the Bible does tell us is that he found his sheep. He found his sheep. He searched and he looked until he found the little sheep that was lost. And it's just as if this little sheep had wandered away down here and was hiding behind these flowers. And the shepherd came from over here and he looked and he saw the sheep, and there was nothing going to stop him from where the shepherd was to where the sheep was. No mountain was going to be too high. No valley was going to be too deep. No thorn was going to be too sharp. He was going to rescue the sheep. And the shepherd came and he found the sheep. And I'm sure the wee sheep was bleating. I'm sure the wee sheep was crying. Should put it before the microphone to hear it better. I'm sure the wee sheep was bleating. Bah, bah. And crying for the shepherd. And the shepherd came, and the Bible says the shepherd found the sheep. Now, wee Sammy's legs aren't long enough, or it's not big enough. But he says he put it on his shoulders. He lifted the sheep up. The sheep wasn't able to walk back itself. It needed a helping hand. And the shepherd lifted the sheep. And when they got back to the fold, did the shepherd sit the sheep down and just say, "Now wait till I tell you a thing or two"? Did the shepherd scold the sheep? Maybe the way mummy and daddy scolds you when you don't do what's right. Sometimes you've got to do that. It's just one of those things of growing up. I got scolded many a time. And many a stick across my bottom and my legs and slaps. You get people put in prison now for that. But it didn't seem to do me any harm if a sheep kept keep taking the tablets and all right. But did the shepherd sit down and scold the sheep? Not at all. What did the shepherd do? He threw a party. He threw a party. It said he called in all his friends. And what did he say? "Rejoice with me. I have found my sheep that was lost." You know what the Bible says, boys and girls, mums and dads? The Bible tells us that we are a sheep who have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. We do our own thing. We want our own ways. And we have wandered away from God. But the Bible also tells me of a shepherd, the good shepherd, the Lord Jesus, who seeks the sheep. And if you're in the meeting this morning and you're not a Christian, you're not saved, can I tell you something? There's a shepherd here this morning. His name is Jesus. And he's searching for you. You're lost. You're lonely. You're loved by the shepherd. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And if you will just let yourself be found by that shepherd, he will lift you. That's just a picture of salvation. He will make you safe and secure on his shoulders. There is no safer place. And he will bring you to his fold. And the Lord Jesus, when he told that story, said that there is rejoicing in heaven over a sinner that repents, that turns around, that changes their mind, that comes to Jesus. Wouldn't it be great to let heaven have a party this morning? The party that would be caused by you repenting and coming to the shepherd as a lost sheep. Boys and girls, the next time you see a wee sheep out in the field or on a calendar or in a storybook, remember the story of the lost sheep who was found by the shepherd. He was lost. He was lonely. He was loved. He was lifted. And give heaven an opportunity to rejoice by your salvation over the sheep that is found. May God bless his word.